Many of us remember Babe, the hero piglet who saves the day in the heartwarming 1995 Australian film of the same name. Through this movie alone, the loving personality and social nature of pigs has been imprinted in countless people's hearts. Pigs are among the most intelligent animals on the earth. In fact, according to scientific studies, their intelligence level surpasses that of a 3-year-old child. They are also very sensitive and caring beings, as shown by the fact that mother pigs sing to their piglets while they are nursing. Today we will travel to Jamestown, Tennessee, USA, to visit the Pig Preserve, a nonprofit sanctuary for abandoned, neglected, abused, and homeless pigs, run by Richard and Laura Hoyle. Currently, the facility houses approximately 60 residents. Mr. and Mrs. Hoyle cordially showed us around the sanctuary and introduced us to some of its beautiful pigs. In the following conversation, Mr. Hoyle first describes the Pig Preserve's humble beginnings.
My wife had always liked pigs. We had this pig, her name was Patty Murphy, for about a year or so, and we felt she should have a companion pig, so we took in a little rescued male. At that time, we were living in Northern Virginia, we had an acre and a half. And somehow, and to this day, I'm not sure exactly how, the phone started ringing, and I understand you rescue pigs. We have a pig we need you to take. And in about a year and a half, we were up to 22 pigs. We started learning about how to run a sanctuary. We actually did an internship with a sanctuary in West Virginia. And we started looking for another piece of land, and we moved from our acre and a half to 17 acres. And 17 acres did us well, as long as we were just doing the pot bellies. And then once again, as we expanded into the farm pigs, we just realized we needed more land.
The preserve's wonderful property features 40 hectares of rural countryside filled with trees, ponds, and hills, where the pig residents run, play, and rest.
One of the things that we wanted to do was to allow the pigs, both the pot bellies and the farm pigs, to have as much land and to allow them to go back to as natural a lifestyle as we could provide for them. These are animals that we felt had genetic roadmaps that were measured in acres. In their natural state, these animals roam all day long, foraging and taking advantage of nature. And we thought that we could keep the animals healthier and happier if we allowed them a large tract of land to roam on and to try to provide for themselves and just supplement their food and basically allow them to go back to nature.
In the wild, a pig's diet consists mainly of leaves, grass, roots, fruit, and flowers. Their keen sense of smell allows them to find many sources of suitable food.
We make them graze and root and forage in the woods, and then we supplement them to the extent we need to keep them at a good weight. So obviously we have to give them more food in the winter, less food in the summertime. In the fall, I could just about quit feeding them altogether because of the blackberries and acorns and pumpkins and everything else that we grow for them. In the wintertime, they're almost completely reliant on our feed. Our goal is to keep the pigs healthy as long as we possibly can and give them as long a life as we can. So we have our own feed milled locally. And it's a mixture of corn, cracked corn, corn gluten, wheat, oats, barley, soybeans. And the only thing is we add some molasses, some natural molasses, a little bit of salt, and some diatomaceous earth, which is a natural warmer.
Of course, mealtime is always the favorite time of day.
The pig is not only interested about what's in its feed bowl, but more interested in what's in its neighbor's feed bowl. So feeding time around here is a game of musical bowls. Pigs run from bowl to bowl to bowl. And so one of the things that we learned very early on is if you're feeding 10 pigs, you have 11 bowls. That way, when a pig gets bumped from one bowl, it has another open bowl to go to. But when you try to feed 20 or 25 pigs, average weight of about 800 to 1,000 pounds, and you're walking through that crowd with a bucket of feed, you are a human hockey puck.
And you haven't lived until it's raining or snowing out here, and you go out in the middle of the pasture, and you sink down in the middle of the mud, and you lose your shoe. Literally. lose your shoe. And you're in between all the farm pigs, but it's a lot of fun.
Or they'll figure out that one of them can get behind you and kneel down, and the other one can push you over backwards.
Top.
And when you fall, you'll drop the bucket of feed.
Oh.
After these important messages, we'll learn more about the Pig Preserve's internship program for young people. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today's show features the Pig Preserve, a nonprofit animal shelter run by Richard and Laura Hoyle, who compassionately take in abandoned, abused, and neglected pigs at their 40-hectare rural sanctuary in Tennessee, USA. For many years, the benevolent Mr. Hoyle worked as a paramedic and firefighter, but nowadays he serves as a full-time dad for more than 60 porcine friends. After being around the first pigs they adopted as companions for some time, both he and Mrs. Hoyle decided to stop eating meat in early 1990s.
About a couple years after we had Patty Murphy, the little potbelly pig, and she had free access to the house. She could come and go from the yard to the house. And I was at the counter one night. I was carving a ham for supper, and she was just wiggling around my feet. And suddenly the thought just kind of hit me. There's not a whole lot of difference between the animal that I love very dearly that's running around my feet and the animal that I'm carving on the plate right now. You can't say, I'm not going to eat pigs, but I'm going to eat cow, or I'm going to eat chicken, or I'm going to eat whatever. It had to be kind of an all or nothing.
The vast area of the sanctuary is a natural haven and home for many types of animals.
We actually have four ponds on the property, and all three of them have a very healthy population of fish in them, catfish and bass and brim and crappie, and we don't allow fishing. I've also got a nice large deer population, and we have about 60 wild turkey on the property. We have a healthy environment here, mm-hmm. And if it's a sanctuary for pigs, it ought to be a sanctuary for all animals, mm-hmm. The dogs, the cats, the deer, the turkey, the squirrels, the rabbits, the occasional snake that crawls through. We try to the best possible to make it a sanctuary for all animals, even though our concentration is pigs.
The Pig Preserve has an ongoing internship program through which students can experience animal care firsthand.
We've had them stay as long as 3-4 months. Some of them come Christmas vacations and summer vacations to work here. And it's people like Alex, who, although she's only 12, if she gets into it now, chances are when she grows up and goes to college or whatever, she will get into some field of animal rescue, animal work, or something like that. So we think it's an investment. As the current sanctuary directors age, we need to try to comb the field and look for replacements, because this is not a job that's suited for everybody, because it's a 365-day-a-year, no matter what the weather, kind of job. And unfortunately, it's mostly blue-collar, mundane, heavy-lifting farm work. Mm. So we really encourage students like Alex to come out here and work with us. And she's only been coming out here for a short period of time, but within another couple of months, she'll be driving the tractors, and she'll be able to run this place as well as I could.
Well, I just like to help out because I know that I like the pigs.
The program gives the younger generation a terrific opportunity to bond with animals, to experience the divine love that pigs bring to the world, and to love them back unconditionally.
And to be able to give back to somebody like Alex or some of the other kids that we've had come through the sanctuary has been a true blessing in itself. We've got our second kid that is going to go to vet school. And these are children that never had these opportunities when they were younger, where they lived. And to see them blossom and grow and see what it's like to really look in an animal's eyes and see what they're thinking and how they think and how they love and how much unconditional love that they have is great.
Kind viewers, please join us again tomorrow for part two of the Pig Preserve, Building Peaceful Paradise for Pigs. It has been a pleasure having you with us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Next up is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your life be graced with ever more beauty and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.